Chachin Kloy Lashlimay Lassar. Kamachoy Kikt. It's about Kamachoy Kikt. Kamit it's Sarichli. Ela Mishchoy Bekama. How far in do I need to be Chaykik? Machlaikis, Rav Yosef Amar B'dalet, Abay Amar B'arba Amayis. So the Gemara tells us that we have Machlaikis again between Rav Yosef and Abaye. Rav Yosef says the shear here is Dalet Tfachim, not just the Tefach. Abaye says Dalet Amas. Lema de Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Kamiflige. Ditmar, Mavoy, Shinifrats, Mitzi, Doi, Klapi, Reishoi. Itmar Mishmed Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi Yesham Pas Dalat Matir Bepirza Adeser In Lav Pachis Mishloisha Matir Shloisha No Matir Rav Yosef Isleid Rabbi Ami Abai Leisleid Rabbi Ami Amalach Abai Hosam Seif Mavoi Hochat Chilas Mavoi Ik Arbamis In Eloi Loi Zok Rashi. A couple of Rashis here of interest. Rashi says, first of all, this Rashi will spend a moment on. Rav Yosef, the boy le'el tefach, hocha boy arba. So, the immediate issue that Rashi is addressing, which is an obvious difference, the shiurim are different. Before it was one tefach and four tefachim, the numbers have jumped, four tefachim to four amos. So Rashi explains, dehosam dihisei ledoifin of limute ka'asei bekabal masagi. Hocha da hashtu de mashvile doifin bain the Rav Yosef a bain the Abai, but in the lischazi high doifin the sheer hexer, oirech mavoi shalim. Hilchak Rav Yosef sheer meshech mavoi bedalat vachim, the Abai sphirle sheer meshech mavoi bedalat amas. So an important point is being made. Because before, the walls were intact. There was what we'll call a corruption in the walls. There was something wrong. The wall did not have the hecker. So there we had a machlekes. What kind of shear did I need? Tefach versus arba tefachim. But here, it's more fundamental. There is apparently a problem in my entire mavui. Therefore, we have a machlekes. What is the shear of a mavui? Is a shear of a mavui dalet tefachim or a shear of a mavui dalet amos? Very good. Now, when the Ritva. Brings this sugya. Ritva says the following. Goes to the sugya, appears for Chalechad Mem, Hoysev Al Shir. Because of Rashi, time of the Milsa, is the Rashi, Hekka Koldu Sagi, yeah. Hold the reminder of Yosef, Damar Bedalat Tvachim, Kasavar Meshach Mavoi Bedalat Tvachim. Koshli, Tilva Kaman Gabi Memra. One before that. He says, Kasav Rashi, time of the Milsa, the El Ha Ika Mavoi, the Ika Defanis, El Ashanu Boin Lamaton, Uvecha Koldu Sagi. Oy la mar bedalet, oy la mar betefa, chaval hocha she'ein lezoi goiva mavoi, v'lei goiva defanis. V'hashta mashvinen le mavoi, u defanis b'chakak zeh, tzorech lasois lo boi meshech roi kashir oirech din mavoi. So Rashi seems to understand, according to the Ritva at least, certainly the Ritva himself, quoting Rashi, and that's how he learns the sugya. We're talking about a case of where the walls of the mavoi have somehow collapsed. So I no longer have walls that have the proper shear of 10 tefachim. So let's just, for the sake of example, my walls of my mobile around are only 5 tefachim. So the luch is telling me that when you now want to fix up your mobile as a whole, and you have also a kaira, which is also of a height of, let's say, 5 tefachim, so it's necessary to dig into my mobile a shear 5 tefachim, thereby creating a 5 tefach height around this central area called the mavli. And apparently, together with the 5 tefachim of walls I have left over, Shalom al Yisrael, I have a mavli. So there is a tziruf going on between the walls of the mavui, together with the chakak, those two together are producing a shear of 10 tefachim. And as we know, sugi and sukkah and other places, the shear of a mechitza is 10 tefachim. So I have a 10 tefachim mechitza. Is that good? Now the Rid, in his parish, says very similar to the Ritva, but he adds an ingredient which does not appear in the Ritva. Hoya pachis miyutfachim. Choykik by kedei lashlemei lasar. Parish. Im hoyu kaisle pischoy shel mavoi nimuchin. Velo hoyu gvoyin asara. That karamedes al gabeyin. Kigoyin sheyu batim mikan umikan. Chutz the mavoi. Shu ois and ois rishu se yochi. Di lav hochi hoyo osa le talta batecha mavoi. Mei shein le mechitzis. He adds an ingredient which the Ritva doesn't say. He tells me that the tzir here is specifically one where there are actually walls surrounding the mavui. Kegain, he says, and that is how I create a heter, he says, I turn the mavui into a shusa yochid.
Whenever you're reading the words, how's everybody translating that? First line.
Pirishim hayu koisle pischoy shel mavui. Also true. Says the walls of the entrance of the mavui, nemuchin, v'li hayu gevoyin asara. True. It sounds also like at least the walls of the pischoy are short. But it also sounds like the walls surrounding the mavui are also like that too. Otherwise, why does he need the batim surrounding around also to turn into shusha yochid? It sounds like he understands that the entire mavui, the walls of the pesach of the mavui, I understood together with the rest of the mavui, are, it's necessary to have this to join them together and make a whole mavui. If you want to learn it's only the pesach, could be. I'm not to know. That's only how the Riyas is learning.
The Riyaz learning in the Reed or by himself?
No, he's learning by himself. He was his grandson, but it, that's certainly how he's learning.
I'm saying, what is there between the Batim and the Mavoi? Chotzer? Just empty space?
Empty space.
And what?
It could go right up to the wall, but it doesn't have to. Sounds like we have Batim around. Well, for a Mavoi, you need to have a Chotzer, at least a Chotzer, two Chotzers connected to the Mavoi. But that doesn't mean that it's going to create and turn this whole thing into a Shusa Yochi. He seems to have created a necessity to have walls surrounding the entire mavui.
Well, what turns it into a mavui, not a chotzer, for example?
The shear of a chotzer is orcha al rochbe. If the orcha is longer than the roichav, it becomes a mavui. And it serves the function of a mavui. It's not a place
to. So I don't see a difference between this and the riyaz. They're both saying we have mechitzas all around. And in the front, they don't have enough.
No, but he's adding a nekuda. He seems to have stressed that the chakak is not going to be sufficient to turn this into a shusha yochi. I'm going to need the batim surrounding the mavoi to make this into a shusha yochi.
Isn't that what the Riyaz is saying?
The Riyaz doesn't get into that. Riyaz is another thing. He talked about, we'll get there. He seems to talk about the only issue is just the kairos is short. The kairos is low, and I still have to dig a chakak into the mold.
But that's the same thing, just in a different situation. Where the front of the mava is too low. They're both saying the same thing.
Correct. I'm understanding. I realize they're saying mikaisle pischei shel mava. So I'm a dyke in the Lashon Kaisle Pischei. In other words, the walls of the Pesach to me were to be the walls of the whole Mavi. If you don't agree with that shot, that's fine.
But what does it mean, the walls of the whole Mavi?
There's a Mavi and then there's the batim that go around the Mavi. You have houses, you have homes around the Mavi. So the homes are not the walls of the Mavi. The Mavi has its own walls.
And now that I make the chakak, what does it do?
So the chakak seems to be necessary to create a tent fachim of the mavui beyond the walls of the batim that are surrounding.
So why do I need the walls?
That's what I'm going to get to. That's what I want to talk about. What you see here is something interesting. Why did he need these walls? Why did he need these batim surrounding the entire mavui? It looks like the Ritva seems to have been telling me that once I have five, break, then another five, I've got a Rishus HaYochid. A Mavoi, Pashas is a Rishus HaYochid. We know Rashi and Daf Beis didn't say that specifically. Rabbeinu Peretz, Shuvah Sarash, but others say Rashi meant it. But either way, the Mavoi, L'chayra, Pashas has a Heter, Tiltul, Midaraisa, and should be even Midarabana, if not for a special Takanas Chachamim, that you can't carry in a Mavoi. But otherwise, a Mavoi is a Rishus HaYochid. So the Ritva is saying the simple tziruf of the five tfachim of the mavui together with the chakak seems to be sufficient to turn this mavui into rishus yochid mimatir tiltul inside the mavui. If I understand the rid correctly, and I think I do, other chachamim bring this, by the way, they talk about this without specifying this nekuda, but this is true. It sounds like he needs those outside walls to make this into a Rishus HaYochid. The tziruf of the walls of the Mavui together with the Chakak, the walls of the Chakak, will not suffice to turn this into a Rishus HaYochid.
What is it going to do?
Turn into Rishus. Let's see. Well, let's see. Now, this Machloikis appears in other places too. We see it. There's a sugya in Sukkah on Daf Dalet. The Gemara in Sukkah says, "Hoisa gavoya master mama." You had a sukkah which was higher than 20 amas high. Ubona itzdaba b'emtzisa. You built a platform to raise the sukkah and make it within the shear of 20. So the Gemara says, "If yesh misvasa itzdaba ula doifen arba amas lecha ruach ruach psula." Good. Next day. A second case. You had a sukkah which was less than 10 tefachim high, and you want to make it 10 tefachim. That's the shear for sukkah. The Gemara establishes a rule. If there's more distance between the chakak and the walls of the sukkah, more than three tefachim, my sukkah is possible. If there's less than three, it's kosher. Tosfos makes a qualification. In Sukkah, I need a defanah should be adjacent to the schach. So he says, therefore, if there's a greater than a gimel tfachim shear between the chakak and the wall, you got a problem. But he says, in Shabbos, I can have five, a break, more than gimel tefachim, doesn't even give a shear for it, another dip of five tefachim, and boom, it sounds like you've got a rishus HaYochid.
How does that put when they're wiggle rabbi? Five tefachim doesn't prevent it, so if I've got another couple miles in the
corner,
just down.
Good question. Let's see the rush, and then we'll get back to that question. See the rush. The rush in Shabbos, and that's sugya, develops the sugya and says the following. He says, Amarav Gidol Marav Chia Bar Yosef. Amarav, Baish Ein B'Seicha Yud. Ukruyoi Mashlimoi La'asara. Al Gagoi Mutter L'Taltel B'Chule. That's good. B'Toichoi Metaltel B'Ela B'Dalan Amas. Which effectively is saying you can't be Metaltel inside the Bais. How can you be Metaltel being Metaltel inside the Bais? Amarav Bai Im Chokuk B'Ela Dalet Al Dalet Mutter L'Taltel B'Kulei. And then he goes on and says, like we have in Sukkah. Sukkah, now look at this. Rak shereshus mishtamer l'dei mechitzos, afila rechoking many harbe kor reshus a yochid. Hilkach, Ayidei mechitzois hachitzoinu shidvoi hisasara nikru shusayochi. Avaloy de apnimis. Shein tzvas hachakak mitzdaref imoyen kidei shrechoik mimenu gimel tzvachim. So the Rosh is saying that a wall like this, together with a second wall that are divided by more than Gimel Tzvachim, will not suffice to make a Rishus Yoch. He starts out telling me that I need, at least outside, walls that are 10 Tzvachim high. And then after I have that, I still need within a Chakak of 10 Tzvachim, or an Earth Matir, the bias inside. And for that inside, I can taka have mitzaref, the height of the walls of the bais, together with the hakak, even though there's a split, a separation of gimel tefachim to be matir. So there's two interesting things going on here. We see one machlokes between the Tosfos and the Rosh. Tosfos is saying to create a rishus yochid, it is sufficient to have a 5 and 5 walls, even separated by more than Gimel Tefachim, and that will create for me a Rishus HaYochid. The Rosh is saying no. The only way you can create a Rishus HaYochid is to have at least walls that are a solid 10 Tefachim. But even with that, a second Nakuda, there are tnoim inside that within the bayis too, I need the semblance of a wall of 10 tefachim. But for that, I don't need a solid 10. For that, I can have a 5 and a 5. What's the lumdus here? What is Taisvis' vision of what is called a Rishus HaYochid? And what is the Rosh's vision of a Rishus HaYochid that leads to this machlokes? And then what is the Rosh adding by having the chakak inside the bais? Sounds easy, but it's not. It's hard. We're getting now, I told you yesterday, what are we defining here? What are we going to look at?
Who are we separating from whom?
Well, what? Before that, what are we? What halach am I addressing? Then am I defining? Let's start with that. What is Rishus HaYochid? We're going, hitting now a basic yesod in Hilchos Erevin. What is a Rishus HaYochid? What is a Rishus HaYochid? So what do you want to say now?
This is a place that's separated from Rishus HaRabim, but Rishus HaRabim is separated from it.
Whoa. Explain yourself.
I'm in the place where I'm standing in Rishus HaRabim, and I see now on Chitzas HaSara, because I need to be standing inside Rishus HaYochid, and I need to be able to see 10 Tefachim difference.
Why does standing inside the Rishus HaYochid, seeing the walls, create...
Because now I'm now separated from the Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim might not be separated from me, but I'm separated because I have a 10 Tefachim height difference.
Is there a Makom HaMuvdo? Is the Makom HaMuvdo from the Rishus HaRabim? Or is time, there's the gather of the Rishus HaYochid is there something from the outside which is Mavdil from the Rishus HaRabim? Do we care about a koyach hamavdil, or that the makom itself is mukam?
Isn't that walls create makom?
Mechitzos, you don't need dinim mechitzos. You need dinim mechitzos, let's say, in order to have a shliach.
I'm hearing the words. I'm just trying to give me an English word. Give me some English words. I'll be better off. You say a mavdil versus a muvdil. I'm not.
Walled or separated.
Not happy. I'm not happy with the kuda.
Walled or separated. It's true.
You know, I know. I you want it. You're telling me something. But I'm just trying to get it. It's hard. I spent hours on it. Let's see if we can get it. It's hard. It's not easy. This is very hard. Now I want to draw your attention. Now, look what Tosfos says in Sukkah. Vishlema delei dami. Rishus Shabbos hu linoya Rishus Rabim leSukkah. Rishus Shabbos is linoya regular Rabim. Okay, but the Rosh didn't say that much different. He said Gabi Shabbos Rishus Mishtamer al yedei mechitzos. that is, I think, the, you know, let's let the Rishonim talk for themselves. The Rush says, I need it mishtamer. And Tosfos is saying, I need it to be meiner regel rabbi.
Keep people in, keep people out.
Huh? Keep people out.
Mishtamer means to keep people in.
What is clear is the Rush says, I'm operating now with a given. The height of Tfen Tfachim is, like you see in Sukkah, it's like considered to be like another Rishus, even Klapi Shmaya. Tfen Tfachim is considered a wall that is inaccessible. You cannot cross a wall of Tfen Tfachim. You can, even I can walk. But even that. But the idea seems to be Tfen Tfachim seems to create a separate Malkum that is inaccessible. So my understanding in the Rush is that by definition, a Rishus HaYachid is one which denies access from the Rishus HaRabbah. Like that. It's the privacy of it is, it's denying access from the Rishus HaRabbah, from the Rabbah. Denying access from the Rabbah. That's the Rush.
Tosfos holds it's not a public thing.
Well, it's not denying access exactly per se.
Why not?
Place. Because at every stage, it hasn't gotten to that 10 point where I can access it. I can still access the Rishus.
I can,
5 I can go, 10 I can't. He asked me why, I don't know. That seems to be, look at the Sukkah, seems to be the given.
Oh, because over here I only have 5, that's why.
I have 5, and then I have a gap. I have a 5 draw, I have a drop, and then I go another 5. So it sounds like 5 that we can do. 10 gets a little harder. Huh?
Just like to stop them from going
in,
it's like a hacker. Not like
they can't go there. Is it a hacker? Well, Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos says stopping. We use a little different. I'm going to use this terminology. I'm saying it disturbs the access of the rabbi. It disturbs the access of the rabbi, which is a little what you were saying. It's providing a divider, and that divider, even though it doesn't keep the rabbim out, it doesn't deny the access of the rabbim. But it's enough to create that separation that the rabbim doesn't go in. It's difficult. It's hard. It disturbs my access. I now have a Rishus HaYachid. This is a machlokes that will come up, and we're going to see it a lot. And we see it for the first time here. The Ritva is learning like Tosfos. He's got his mavoi. He's got his Rishus HaYachid just by having the walls of the mavoi outside together, even though he has a gap with another 5. Because still in all, from the outside to the inside, there's a separation. There's an access, there's a disturbance in access from the outside, and that's sufficient to generate that the inner part is called a Rishus HaYachid.
What do you mean when you say disturbance?
It's not easily accessible.
Why not? It's very easy.
When you're walking and it's just a straight, people wander, people go, when there's gaps and bumps and things like that, people don't go there.
Then why do I need 10? 5 fucking once is already
it creates a mania. It creates, it just makes it separates.
Well, what's
okay. So in other words, what you're saying is, in other words, why not then just 5? Why? What's the 10 all about?
I'm getting to that.
What? Right. So there's another area. That's the second point. And that's the point the Rush also feels is necessary. That there's 2 halachas. Besides creating the yachid quality, I need a rishus. Rishus, by definition, is a place that is an enclosure. Enclosure means it is surrounded by walls of 10 tefachim. You see it, the Ritva says it very, very nicely in Chav Beis Amid Beis. He uses these words. He says, similar case, little different, but kashli mikomokim an emasai meruchokim shu chashuvos mechitzos l'shavi rishus hayochid. How far can they be apart? So he says a lashon. Omer Rabbeinu Haravzal dahainu kol shiroya atzmai teicha mechitzos. As long as the gavra is enclosed, an enclosure means he's got a 10 tefachim space around him, He now has a reshus. He's in a domain. When the domain creates a limited access from the rabbim, disturbs access to the rabbim, bingo, I have a reshus ayochi. So the Ritva is prepared to hear, and his mavoi has got a great reshus ayochi. And let me add something. Let me tell you a quick halacha here in Dine Mavoi and Dine Rishuyes. The Ritva must hold. Gein Yaakov adds this too. There is a din of what's called Chayre Rishus HaRabim. It's a sugi in Shabbos, Davav, Davhei, Davzayin. If I have holes in my Rishus HaRabim, so even in walls it can be. If you have a hole in your wall, it's mitzdarif. In other words, the Ritva is going to see that the spaces between the walls is part of my mavui. In fact, it's as part of my mavui, it's even part of my Rishus HaYoke, and there's Heter Tiltul there. It's all part of the mavui. It's a chor in my wall. A chor in my wall is kosher for Tiltul. This is a chor in this wall going down 10 tefachim. So the entire zone from the half-size mechitzas have the Heter Tiltul. But the enclosure of the inside of the mavui is where the 10 tefachim are. The Rosh, and I'm putting this together now with the Rid for the moment, is learning that the walls have to be, you need walls, you need solid 10 tefachim. Without that, you haven't got the Rishus HaYochid to begin your mavui. So it's given that there's walls. But there's something else. You need a Rishus. You have the Yochid. The Yochid quality is made by the walls outside. But where's the Rishus HaMavui? So for that he adds that even from the inside, I have my 10 tefachim. How do I have it? I have it on a day at Tziruf of 2.5. But that's sufficient to generate that the inside has a din Rishus HaYochi. Has the Mavi has din Rishus? Has din Rishus? The Mavi becomes a Rishus. It's together with the two. I have a Rishus, I have a domain, and I have a domain that is inaccessible from the Rabbim, and therefore became Rishus HaYochi.
It was made inaccessible from the Rabbim by the houses around it. That was a mechitzas asor.
Right.
So this was purely for the mavi. The chakak was purely for the mavi.
The chakak was to create the mavi, but I still needed something else to make the rishus ayochi. That wouldn't have done it because I don't have. I needed that denied access. I
need to have. Why the houses didn't create denied access?
Which houses?
According to the rid.
According to the rid, that's what the houses are doing.
Right, that was that.
The Rit is learning like the Rosh. The Rit was like Tosfos. All right, I just want to give you one. I was asked to give a quick thought before before we go. So I'm going to just throw in this. I had something else in mind, but I'll say this instead. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Lech lecha me'aretzchem me'latzchem me'beis avicha la'aretz asher arecha, Rashi says, the Ramban learns, the school of the Ramban. Oh, Rashi, asher arecha, le'gila le'aretz miyad. Didn't tell him Eretz Yisrael, kidei lechavavo be'enov. Two things. V'lit, v'los isle yischal kol dibur v'dibur. Part one was kidei lechavavo be'enov. Shmak. The more you have a tshuka, where am I going? You have this, I know I'm going somewhere special, I know I'm going to get there. The cheshek, the drive to get there, without knowing, creates a chavivus in the gavra. That's what you see from this Rashi. They say, some of the Parashim say when Yaakov Avinu wanted, he was talking to the Bonim, and he wanted Megalim in the case. He was ready to do it. And the Parashim asked, why? Because it says Hashem was saying, he held him back. Why was he saying? Like the Parashim say, wouldn't it have been much better if we knew, okay, I know it's long, I know it may be down the road, but at least I know, you know, I know, when I know it's coming, so then I, we don't know anything. So Rav Don once said a good mashal. He gave a nice mashal. He said, imagine somebody is sitting on a bus. You know, you have somebody who's like looking at a newspaper, and you see the guy's looking at something, and you know, you start wondering, what is that? What is he looking at? After you see what it is, so he said, if we knew the whole end, it's because, well, how is it going to go? What's going to happen? That creates a tshuka, and Hashem wants that. That's part of the yisoid of Bias Mashiach. We have to have a tshuva. How is it going to work? So it's total mystery. We don't know the date. We don't know when. We don't even barely know exactly how it's going to work out. We have. It creates a tremendous chavivus. The Dvar Avram was learning once with his brother-in-law, the Gadol Minsk, Yerucha Perlman. The story I heard from Avram. Dvar Avram, and they were learning together. Now the Dvar Avram was a big proponent of Reb Chaim's Derech Halimut. The Gadol Minsk, the Minsk Gadol was very against Reb Chaim's Derech Halimut. So they were learning to the end of Sugya. Sugya was Shver. They couldn't. So the Minsk Gadol looked at the Dvar Avraham and said, "Nu, what's up with Kaya?" So he was about to tell him, he said, no, work on it. Work on it. Comes back a couple of days, no, what's up with Reb Chaim? What did Reb Chaim say? Waited a few days. And he told, says, now you see where Reb Chaim is. Now you understand where Reb Chaim is. Rabbi, Sugi is a heart. Gemara is a heart. Things are hard. But you know, there's a lumdus at the end that's going to be Geshmak. You know, if somebody spoon feeds you and big deal. But the Chaviva says when you put the time in and you see the Geshmak and you put and then you get it. That's real the Simchas. That's the real Simchas. You need that. You know, running to Achrona and see what they say. Or you wait. You wait for the Shia. The Shia he'll take care of that. That's not the way to do it. Put the time in. That's the Chavivas of Torah. You'll find it. Your learning will improve. Your whole learning will change because you have that Chavivas because you put the time in. That's my message for Shabbos. Have a great Shabbos.